He could have called me Saturday night, right? Good evening. My name is Carol, and I am an alcoholic, and I'm about to get laid. As I said, my name is Carol. I am an alcoholic. And what an incredible, incredible convention. I hopped out on my Zoom box, and here I am. Three years later, Erin, where's Erin? Thank you so much for all you did for me over these last 3 years. I was supposed to speak here 3 years ago, and I was over the moon excited. Canceled, COVID. Then they called 2 years ago, and they said, well, you know, we really would like to have you, but, you know, a little bit. Okay, fine. Canceled, COVID. This year I got a phone call saying we can buy you dinner. You know? But I am just so honored and privileged to be here tonight. I really, and my God, you know, at that show tonight, Daryl, give me some feathers and a grass skirt, and I'm all in. I swear to God, was it not incredible? It's just absolutely incredible. Uncle Bill, you know how to throw a party. You sure know how to throw a party. You know, and to thank all the committee and all of you who have so warmly welcomed me, it's my heart is full. You have my heart, and I am just overwhelmed. I thank Uncle Bill, I thank Erin, and my host Thomas over there. You know, God, you know, you gave me a nice, young, good-looking one. I'm really pleased about that. You know, and my friend Betty, who made this trip possible. You know, Betty and I have been traveling this road for 33 years, and you know, I've been sponsoring her that long. And 33 years ago, you know, we became friends right off the bat. And we used to talk about sex and dating. Now we talk about Medicare and arthritis. And that's the journey we take here in Alcoholics Anonymous. We go through life from scratch, right from the beginning, all the way through, you know. And Linda last night, that incredible talk. You know, Linda and I, it's the first time I've met her, but our world is so small. Her sponsor is my dearest friend. I just love her sponsor. I just look at her and I just feel good all over, you know, and all her AA sisters and just everybody. And looking forward to hearing Carolyn tomorrow. It's incredible. You didn't notice that it is a Wahine weekend, right? Yeah? You know how to throw a party, that's for sure. But anyway, I just need to tell you that I am so happy to be in Honolulu. This is the birthplace of my sobriety. This is where I got sober. You know, about 19 many years ago, I was drinking through the streets of Lahaina, flip-flopping around the streets, just drinking with the wrong people. I got over there with a guy, and, you know, he was my boyfriend, and, you know, we had traveled all through Mexico together and had traveled for quite a while, and I'm drinking. I always had a caretaker. I always had someone taking care of me, and when we were down in Guatemala is when I found out that he was a drug-dealing, drug-addict alcoholic, and there's a revolution going on in Guatemala at the time, and I didn't think I was going to make it back alive, so I drank that tequila all the way to the border, all the way home. And when I got home, I decided, you know, I'd had enough of him. And he had property over in Lahaina, Maui, and he was moving over there. And I had decided, after my history of drinking, which I thought was not the problem, my drinking was the solution. There were a lot of other people that had a problem with it, but I didn't. And, you know, I just knew it was the only thing that stopped that craziness inside me, that angst that I always had, always trying to fit in, you know, like the square peg in a round hole. I just couldn't do it. But I had decided at that time, it's time for me to get serious about my life. And I tried to get serious about my life. But, you know, I'm drinking. And I can't stop drinking. I have a secret. It's a secret to me. I can't stop drinking. And, you know, I just don't know what's going on. And so he goes to Lahaina, and I stay in California, and I'm really going to get my life together, but as I said, I can't do it. And so I am now drinking unattended in the bars of Newport Beach. And you women know what happens to us drinking in the bars unattended in Newport Beach. And those things happened to me, and I got scared. And one of the things, I was in my third fatal, almost, car accident.